Andy Burcham with Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl from the Auburn locker room. Coach, a 10-point game at the half, had the game down to 5 at one point. Alabama went on a 10-0 run. Shackelford kind of led the charge at that point for the Crimson Tide tonight. Your thoughts about this one?
I thought our kids played, you know, pretty well tonight. We shaved 24 points off of what Alabama scored in the last outing. They scored 94 at Auburn, and they scored 70 tonight on their home floor. And they made some very tough shots. Shackelford, Petty made some tough shots late in the shot clock. And, you know, I'm really proud of our kids on hold to 70 points. Now, offensively, you know, we're obviously not as good without a point guard, or, you know, without Jamal or, Sharif or, you know, JP, but that's the 23 turnovers, you know. And so, you know, if we don't turn the ball over, then we have a fighting chance to score more than 58 points.
What was the key from a defensive standpoint tonight, Coach?
Zone was great. I mean, the zone was really good. It was able to let us keep some size at the rim and block shots and change some shots. And as a result, you know, they didn't shoot as well from around the basket. And we've got good length at the perimeter. So I thought the zone was really good. But we just couldn't dial up enough offense.
Rebounding tonight was clearly in Auburn's favor, 46-34, and Alabama kind of closed that gap late. I mean, for the most part tonight, your team hit the boards and did well on the glass tonight, Coach.
Well, I mean, that talks about defense, the rebound talks about our energy and our effort, you know, our length. The guys, you know, really competed from that standpoint. And you look at the defensive rebounds, JT has 5. J1's got a couple. Jamal's got 3. Al's got 8. Big. Devin gets 6. And these are big, big numbers, you know, for our guys to climb on the boards and you know, do what they do. And when Alabama stretched their lead out past 5 to wherever it got, they got a couple of second chance opportunities that wound up being a difference.
All right, message to your team as you come home and get ready for the final game at home on Saturday against Mississippi State, Coach.
Well, I mean, first of all, they got nothing to hang their head about. We're disappointed that we didn't take advantage of this opportunity. We're not happy with the loss. We're not happy with getting beat by Alabama twice. It's only happened one time. No excuses. You got to take care of business against your rival. And we didn't. I'm not mad at them because I thought they played hard. And again, they shaved 24 points off. So you look at the last couple games, Tennessee scored, you know, Florida scores 30 in the second half. Tennessee scores 72 and 70 tonight. And against Mississippi State, it's going to be ugly. Because they're an excellent defensive team and a physical team. And we just got ready to come out and got to have some guys make some more plays offensively and step up.
Look forward to that one on Saturday. Coach, be safe on your travel back. We'll see you at the arena Saturday afternoon. War Eagle.
War Eagle.